We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up in the morning, you gonna
wake up in the morning. I'm talking right now.
You're about to experience a morning show unlike any other.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. I hope to see y'all here tomorrow.
What you guys are doing right now, it's the hub culture.
The Breakfast Club is my morning sit. I need it and I love it so much.
I feel like you're really not popping until you do the Breakfast Club.
I've been waiting to come to y'all show, man. I know really? You gotta be a big time celebrity to be up in here. You gotta be big time.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake the fuck up.
Good morning, USA.
Yo. Happy birthday, Yee.
Thank you, Envy.
Back to the work week. It's Monday. Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week. Vacation is over. And happy birthday, Yee. Yee is having some technical difficulties, so we're trying to get her on. Charlamagne is not on as of yet as well. But we will get it together. It's the first day back. You would think we'd have this thing together by now, right? After 10 years of being on radio, a year of being broadcasted from the crib, you would think on the day back we'd have everything together. But that doesn't seem like that's happening. Yeah, so we're getting everything together. Hopefully you had an amazing holiday, an amazing Christmas, an amazing New Year. I am broadcasting from home because I was in Atlanta a couple of days ago. Yep, and Atlanta is the hot spot. So to save my employees and co-hosts, I'm keeping my ass home for the week. I'm a quarantine for the week. I'm going to take a test in a couple of days, and if I'm back, then I'll start getting back to work. But I just think it's right. I was in Atlanta. I was DJing. I was working. I was around people. Even though I wore a mask, nobody else in Atlanta is wearing a mask. For a reason, for some reason, I thought that maybe Atlanta was the one spot where this COVID didn't exist, because when I say nobody was wearing a mask, nobody. And it didn't seem like nobody cared. I don't know if that's a good thing, if it's a bad thing. I don't know what the cases are in Atlanta or what's going on, but I mean, I went to restaurants, we went to the mall, we went to work, and nobody had masks. I felt uncomfortable. You know, in New York, if you don't wear a mask, you feel uncomfortable. In Atlanta, when you wear a mask, you feel uncomfortable. But I did have a good time. Shout out to everybody in Atlanta. Shout out to BQE, one of my favorite restaurants. If you're ever in Atlanta, make sure you go to BQE. The French toast is amazing, all right? Then after that, we went to Oak and Sweet, and we had a great time. So shout out to everybody in Atlanta. So we're going to get work to get Yee on. Charlamagne is back tomorrow. So we'll take your phone calls. We'll give you some updates. We'll take your calls and all that good stuff. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. We're back. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. I just want to tell the Eagle fans out there, and, you know, shout out to our producer, Eddie F., man. Y'all had one job yesterday. That was to beat the Redskins or the Washington team, whatever they call themselves. You had one job. So yesterday, Washington beat the Eagles 20-14. The Raiders beat the Broncos 32-31. Seahawks beat the 49ers 26-23. Chargers beat the Chiefs 38-21. The Packers beat the Bears 35-16. Saints beat the Panthers 33-7. The Rams beat the Cardinals 18-7. The Titans beat the Texans 41-38. The Colts beat Jaguars 28-14. The Giants beat the Cowboys 23-19. The Browns beat the Steelers 24-9. The Jets lost again. They lost to the Patriots 28-14. The Buccaneers beat the Falcons 44-27. And the Vikings beat the Lions 37-35. My producer said our job was to get the best draft pick, so we lost. Shut up, Eddie. But go ahead.
All right, well, let's talk about your president, because he is still the president of the United States, and now they have a stunning telephone conversation between Donald Trump and Georgia's GOP Secretary of State. And Donald Trump is still trying to find these votes because he doesn't feel like he lost the election, and he's trying to prove voter fraud. Here's part of that conversation.
The people of Georgia are angry. The people of the country are angry. And there's nothing wrong with saying that you've recalculated.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
Now, do you think it's possible that they shredded ballots in Fulton County? Because that's what the rumor is. And also that Dominion took out machines, because that's illegal.
No, Ryan Germany. No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Now, he is trying to tell the Georgia Secretary of State, trying to convince him that he had recalculated the vote total, and trying to convince him to say that Donald Trump won, and he also was threatening criminal reprisals if he did not act. Here's some more of that conversation.
You should want to have an accurate election, and you're a Republican.
We believe that we do have an accurate election.
No, I know you don't. You're off by hundreds of thousands of votes. All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes because we won the state. So tell me, Brad, what are we going to do? We won the election, and it's not fair to take it away from us like this. And I think you have to say that you're going to reexamine it.
I ain't mad at him, man. I mean, I'm mad at him. I would do the same thing. I would do the same thing. I'd be like, you can't find no votes anywhere?
You cannot do that. I'm sorry. They already told you everything was properly calculated. You did not win. It is what it is. Just stop it.
I gotta ask again anyway, just in case. Just like last night when the Eagles were.
This is making people question our voting process, and this could cause all kinds of issues when Biden is in. It's all coming up this month. And by the way, for everybody who is waiting for their stimulus check, they do have a stimulus check portal, so you can get that. It hadn't been updated as of yesterday, but they are working on getting that going. They said that should be able to work the same way it did for the first round of stimulus checks. So what you can do is you can expect the updated Get My Payment tool to let you check the status of your stimulus payment, confirm your payment type, get a projected direct deposit or paper check delivery date, and you won't be able to enter your bank account information this time around. You have to have your payment directly deposited into your account. That's because these are being issued based on the information the IRS already has on file. So that is bank information from what you had in before. So for everybody waiting for their second round of stimulus checks, that's what's going on.
All right. Well, I ain't mad at them, because that's what I did yesterday after the Washington Eagles game. I went back and said, we can't find no points anywhere.
I'm sorry.
We can win anyhow.
Threatening our democracy.
Trump has been doing it the last four years.
Trying to threaten people and tell them if they're not on board and find votes and do this. That's voter fraud.
It is voter fraud, but I tried to do the same thing yesterday with the Washington.
Well, you'll never be president, sir. Please keep this on file in case Envy ever tries to run for anything so we can prove that he is a fraud.
All right. Well, Front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Betsy and Zay calling.
Hey, good morning. Get it off your chest. How was your holidays?
It was really good. Really good. Me and my husband, Zay, and our four kids. I've called you guys before, actually. I'm like the one that was waiting for my income tax like more than half a year. Like, I finally got that.
That's good.
But sending positive vibes to Charlamagne, to Angelique, and to you, DJ MB. I listen to you guys all the time. Remember, it was like about 7-something, and I'm actually living proof. Like, the stimulus are coming out because if they got your direct deposit information, I already got mine. So.
Wow.
All right.
Let's go.
Shout out to my man Zay and my four kids.
How was your kids' Christmas? Did they get everything they wanted?
No, you know, when bills are very present, I mean, they know the value of like working hard and stuff like that. They still, I got stuff on their way, you know, just put it like that. So they're going to get their stuff eventually. But everything else has been great. Thank God for another day. So,
well, happy New Year to your family and happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you too. I wanted to see if I could get one of Charlamagne books if it's possible. I love to write.
Oh, hold on. He's not here today. He's back tomorrow, but we'll get your information.
Yeah, I know he has books at the office, so we'll get it to you. So you hold on, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, who's this?
Envy, what's going on, bro? It's Mello.
Mello, what up, man? How's the holidays, brother?
Man, everything is great. First off, want to say Happy New Year. Happy belated to your son. You feel me? Hoping everybody is filling with positive blessings. Happy birthday, Yee, again. It's
Thank
lit.
You.
And you know what I have to do. I have to call here, and I have to give out an early donkey of the day, and especially because he's not there to defend himself, to Leonard Larry McKelvey, because I was looking forward to the Yos, the first Yos of 2021. Envy, you did a great job. But, yo, can I get a drop one of Cruz Bonds for Yee? Because you made Christmas so lit. Like, that was amazing.
Are those lashes you got? No, shout out to Private Label. No, shout out to Private Label. You know, that's the store that I'm opening in Detroit, but they also make lashes and makeup, all kinds of things, and we sell hair. And we did a lash giveaway, so Mello actually won. And
Mello, I would love some lashes for yourself, lashes. Mello? Yeah. How the lashes look, Mello?
Nah, they look, they OD fire.
Very natural.
Okay, Mello, you out there on fire. All
right. They fire for real, man.
All right, Mello, you keep them lashes on.
Nah, for real, but Evie, it's 2021. Stop painting on your beard. And can you please, please find another word other than amazing? I've been saying amazing for like 2 years.
I'm not going to lie. Emmy makes me say amazing also now.
It's amazing, man.
That word so much.
And don't bother my beard while you wearing them lashes, all right? You have a good one, Mello.
Perfect. Yo, just
Mello, your lashes look amazing.
They look amazing, Mello.
You know what I mean? But nah, send me your Addy. I'm going to send you a word of the day calendar just so you can like find new adjectives, bro. You're killing me with this amazing stuff.
I'm going to send you some more lashes so you always look proper and amazing.
Fabulous.
I bet. I'm going to send you some beard oil. You need a real beard to go through.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
All right, now, I want to get it off my chest. Now, Yee, I don't know if you put together toys recently in the last couple of years, but it seems like the straps that they put to hold the toys down.
Hold on, is this getting kinky?
No, the straps that they use to hold the toys down, kids' toys down, is getting a lot more difficult. So I always tell my kids on Christmas Eve and Christmas, don't do nothing stupid that's going to put us in the ER on Christmas or Christmas Eve. So I was trying to open up one of the toys to put together. And I used a knife instead of a scissor because I was too lazy. I damn near almost cut my finger off and was at the ER 4 in the morning, Christmas Day, Christmas morning. How stupid is that?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, shut up. I could not put the damn toy together. I couldn't open it. I don't know why they make those toys so damn difficult to get out the box. When I say difficult...
Well, speaking of SZA, shout out to SZA also for some new music. We were waiting on that.
I ain't talking about that, SZA. I'm talking about the SZA. My finger's almost cut off. Look, can you see my finger on? Look at that. Disgusting.
First of all, so we're not on Revolt this week. Just FYI, we're testing, so I can actually see Envy.
Yes.
And I just saw his finger.
Yeah, we're back on Revolt next week.
Looks amazing.
It does not look amazing. Shut up. Hello, who's this?
Yo, good morning, Envy. It's Rick. Good morning, Angela. Happy birthday, Angela. Happy New Year, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What's up, Rick? Get it off your chest.
Happy New Year.
Yo. Listen, I was under the impression that Philadelphia was the city of brotherly love. But apparently, there are a bunch of haters in Philly. And I think, Envy, based on the stunt that they pulled yesterday, you shouldn't play any more Meek Mills, any more Beanie Siegel. We not watching no more Will Smith movies until Philly apologized for shiting us yesterday. That was
cold. I kind of feel the same thing. I kind of feel the same thing. They played worse than a third grade team. They were horrible yesterday.
The game was close, bro. It wasn't like it was a blowout and they put in their third string quarterback.
Yeah.
They love New York. We've been treating Philly like brothers for years and they're going to pull a stunt like that on us.
I'm with you.
I am hurt.
I'm hurt too, man. I'm hurt. I stayed up all night watching them fumble, watching them throw interceptions on purpose. It was horrible.
So it was not amazing.
Definitely not amazing. You have to use a different word. Amazing sounds bad on you. But I was hurt, man. It could have been a spectacular game, but they ruined it. Hello, who's this?
Spectacular. I like that.
Stop using my words.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Happy birthday,
say your name next time, bro.
Dear Angela.
This got to be Snack
Happy
Man.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Angela.
Is this Snack Man?
Of course it is.
Thank you, Snack Man. Appreciate you.
Have you been working on your jokes? Can you tell us a joke?
I've been sitting on this joke for a month, Angela. It's all about you. You ready?
Okay. I like how he ignores everyone else.
He does. Okay.
What do you call a COVID poom poom in bed?
What?
What?
A super spreader.
Okay. That was good.
That was not funny. That was trash. All his jokes are trash. Cute. I don't even know how he does comedy. Like I can't understand.
Event over the weekend.
My goodness. So trash. All right. Get it off your chest.
We're going to talk about that.
What? That I was in Atlanta working?
Listen, That party, I'm sorry. You can never, ever say anything about me again. After I seen that video of the party Envy was at,
I haven't
seen that many people this whole pandemic as was in that one party you were DJing at.
Yeah, that was actually the first party I did, I think, since February or March.
You DJ at brunch every month.
Yeah, but that's different. Nobody's at those brunches. That's just for live. Nobody's really there.
So we just do it for live.
Yeah, we just do. I mean, it's for on air. It's for live. It's for, you know.
It was like 1,000 people rampacked in that club. I was like, whoa.
I got in. I did my little thing. I did my little section. Did my little hour, and I got in. But we'll talk about it. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about Nicki Minaj and her cute little baby who she posted pictures of over the weekend. We'll tell you what she had to say about being a mom. And then after that, since we're talking Young Money business, let's talk about Drake and the amazing numbers that he's been bringing in.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drake.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Drake looks like he had the biggest year, and he was the most streamed artist in 2020. So he outdid all the other musicians. He got more than 5.6 billion streams in 2020. Congratulations to him. He got a really big boost because he put out his project Dark Lane demo tapes, and the Laugh Now, Cry Later featuring Lil Durk also really helped put him over the top.
Yeah, congratulations to Drake. Well deserved.
Yeah, he also put out, did you look at his clothing line with Nike, Nocta?
Yeah, I seen some of his items. They look pretty dope.
I like that bright yellow bubble coat.
The bubble jacket?
Mm-hmm. That he has. Yeah, the bubble coat, the puffy coat. I thought that was super cute. And then there was a song that actually surfaced online, and this song was called Lucky Lefty. I saw this snippet yesterday. They said it came out a while back, but now it's surfaced in full, and some of the lyrics, they said it looks like it was recorded somewhere around March or June of last year. So we don't know if this is something that's on the Certified Lover Boy album that is coming out later this month, but here is that snippet.
On my way to the boat, like I ain't just have on a coat when I landed. I'll brand it. Perched at the edge of the branches. They don't want to talk mansions. Mine look like a campus. And I'm all about my brothers like this again. I'm sampling. I'll leave you red shirted like the twins from Kansas. Really living my dreams I used to have in my aunt's crib. Might throw a Rockefeller chain on in the Hamptons. This sound like I'm parked in the alley by ransom. My uncle went bankrupt and he was the last hope. My face started to dwindle because that was the cash flow. My mom would never walk again. That's what the doc said. So much medication, I was worried she dropped dead.
That boy be spitting, man. I love Drake when Drake raps like that. He, when Drake goes in like that, that's the Drake I miss and love.
All right. Now, I know when Charlamagne comes back tomorrow, we got to talk to him about his comments where he said that Drake only, I don't know what it was. I saw people going crazy online about it, though.
What'd he say?
I think Wayno said it was a Lil Baby era now, and I think he said something like Drake, he doesn't feel like has another gear or something like that. So, and then people were like, oh, I just saw a lot of people online commenting because then it came out that Drake was the number one artist streaming-wise of the year.
I mean, it is a Lil Baby era. Everything that Lil Baby puts out right now catches, but that doesn't say that it's not a Drake era as well. I mean, we just seen the record he put out with Lil Durk. Of course, he's on a single with 21 Savage, and we talk about his streaming numbers. I don't think Drake has went anywhere. I just think he took a little seat back, and I'm sure when he releases this album, he'll be back where he needs to be.
Yeah, and I think for Drake also, he is very versatile. Like, he does have all different kinds of sounds that he could do. So we'll see with this new album. Pressure's on. All right. And Nicki Minaj, talk about a cute little baby. She posted pictures of her son that she, the prince, she said, has finally made his debut. So she posted, Papa Bear, thank you so much for choosing me to be your mama. Wishing you guys a happy and prosperous new year. Thank you for your love and support throughout this journey. It's meant so much to me. Becoming a mom is by far the most fulfilling job I've ever taken on. Sending love to all the superhero mothers out there. Big hugs to all the women who have been pregnant during this challenging time. Yes. Super cute pictures. The baby is adorable.
Yes, congratulations, man. I'm happy for Nicki and her husband, man. Congratulations.
And then she also answered some questions on Twitter about having her son. She said, yes, it was somebody asked, did your water break at home? And what was that experience getting to the hospital? Was Zoo scared? She said, yes, I was butt naked, just got out the shower. I asked him to rub my back. As soon as I started scooting over to him in the bed, I just felt the water start coming out. I was weirdly calm and I quietly said, oh my God, I'm about to be in labor. He was very scared and I was laughing at him. And then she also said she had a natural vaginal birth with epidural. She pushed for 2.5 hours only because the first epidural didn't wear off enough for me to feel myself pushing. Once I was able to feel the pain, I pushed him on out.
Oh, congratulations, man.
Yes. The baby is adorable with those little fat cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And more congratulations are in order. Notori got engaged over Christmas. So shout out to her.
Okay.
And she told Essence, I'm still floating from my engagement. And she's, you know, been private about it. She actually texted me right when it happened with all the pictures. And he had set it up like there was a holiday photo shoot. He took care of everything. She didn't know he was going to propose. And then he proposed in the middle of their photo shoot. And she also was telling me that he also got a ring for her daughter.
That's nice. That's dope. So
her daughter was over the top. And he gave Zuri a ring with her birthstone in it. And he said the commitment is not just to her, but it's also a lifetime commitment to Zuri.
Oh, who's this young man? What's his name? Shout him out as well.
I will once she does.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you said she posted pictures, so I thought that she posted pictures.
You know what? You could kind of see like the side view, but she hasn't tagged him. So, you know, when she's trying to keep it private for now. And a lot of people have been hitting him up because they know them. They're always together. It's her best friend, basically. She said she's marrying her best friend. And she is going to come on The Breakfast Club this week. So maybe she'll talk about it then. Well, also, Neo proposed again to his wife, Crystal, after almost divorcing. And here's what that sounded like.
I need you to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to them. One thing about this pandemic has even made your relationship stronger, or you realize, look, I really don't like this person. One or the other.
Which one is it? And Crystal posted, I'll marry a million times over. It's the happiness for me. This proposal of the renewal of our vows means so much more to us. Life has tried to break us so many times over. The continued prayer for our downfall, but we come back stronger every time. They say I'm crazy for loving you, but baby, they just don't know my twin flame. I love for 1,000 years, and then I'll love you for 1,000 more.
Great. That is dope.
All right, we'll have some more good news in the next Rumor Report, but coming up next, we do have front page news.
Yeah, what are we talking about in front page news?
Well, I want to make sure that we talk about coronavirus and what's happening with this vaccine. Are we going to have issues traveling in the future, and who is going to have to take it? Will you have to take it to even go to school? We'll give you some more information.
And it's an important election day tomorrow in Georgia too, right?
Absolutely, and I know we were talking to Black Men Vote, so we'll be discussing that as well.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Wake your ass up. We're back. We're live. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, Washington football team, the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles, you guys had one job yesterday, just to win. Just to win. You put your third string quarterback in. You did everything possible to lose, and you guys lost. You could have sent the Giants into the playoffs, but you Eagles, goodness gracious. All right, the Eagles lost yesterday, 2014. Raiders beat the Broncos, 32-31. Seahawks beat the 49ers, 26-23. Chargers beat the Chiefs, 38-21. Packers beat the Bears, 35-16. Saints beat the Panthers, 33-7. The Rams beat the Cardinals. Titans beat the Texans. Colts beat the Jaguars. Ravens beat the Bengals. Of course, my Giants beat the Cowboys. The Browns beat the Steelers. Bills beat the Dolphins. Patriots beat the Jets. And the Buccaneers beat the Falcons yesterday. And the Lions lost as well. All right, what else?
What is going on with our Brooklyn Nets, too, by the way?
Brooklyn Nets are actually looking pretty good. I see Brooklyn versus Lakers for the chip. I really do. I like Brooklyn.
I mean, we started off good.
I think they get it together. I mean, Brooklyn looks really good. I don't think anybody else in the East can really mess with Brooklyn. I know they said Boston and, of course, the Bucks, but I think Brooklyn looks really, really good.
Yesterday was my birthday, too. We were supposed to win that for Brooklyn. All right, now let's talk about this coronavirus vaccine. They're saying if you want to travel next year, you might need to get a vaccine passport. We don't know what's going to happen, but several companies and technology groups have started developing smartphone apps or systems so that you can upload details of your COVID-19 test and vaccination, and that would be digital credentials that could be shown if you want to go to concerts, stadiums, movie theaters, offices, and even to other countries. So would you do the vaccine if you needed that for all of that reason? They said you could be tested every time you cross a border. You can't be vaccinated every time you cross a border. But they said there could be a digital yellow card.
Me, myself, vaccination. I am doing the vaccine regardless of traveling. As soon as I get a chance and I can get the vaccine, I am going to take the vaccine. That is me personally. I think it makes sense. I think to be able to travel to different countries, you have to make sure people don't have it because it'll spread so fast. So I think, yeah. And I think you're going to see a lot of sporting events that, you know, they'll have a card that if you want to get into the arena, you have to take the vaccine. But yeah, I'm for it. Absolutely.
You would do it now if you could?
Like, yeah. All these hospital and essential workers and all these doctors are taking the vaccine. Yeah. I mean, they were talking about the efficiency rate. They said with the flu, the efficiency rate is like 60%. But they're saying this vaccine is more than the flu. It's like 90%. So, yeah, absolutely, I would take the vaccine.
You know, it's weird, too, because I see that they're, like, running low on supplies. And then they're saying they're going to get the first dose, but then not the second. I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know, there's two different ones. One is Pfizer. The other one, Moderna. Yeah, one is it has to be stored in ice cold temperatures. The other one doesn't. Can be stored in your fridge, I believe. But one, I would definitely take it. As soon as I get the first opportunity and they allow me to take it, I will take it. I don't care. I want to see my mother and father. My mother and father had to come to Christmas with masks on. They only stayed for a little bit of time and then had to leave. That's the bad part. I haven't seen my family. So, yes, I would absolutely positively take the vaccine.
Now, Dr. Fauci is saying that he is sure that coronavirus vaccinations will be mandatory in institutions like hospitals and schools in the future. So he said some companies, some hospitals, some organizations might require COVID-19 vaccination. And he expects that to be happening like sometime in the near future. So, but you know, it's a little slow rollout right now. And it's, they said slower than anticipated. There's been about 3.5 million doses that have been given out since they approved those Pfizer and Moderna vaccinations.
I know as a couple of days ago, I know they said as far as allergic reactions or bad reactions, there was 11. I think as of December 28th, there was 11 bad reactions over 2.5 million vaccinations were out, and it was only 11. So yeah, I would absolutely take it.
You know, it's weird too. I saw some, and I see different things, but I saw they said if you get fillers or something like that, that could affect like the, I don't know, the people have been having reactions if you've had fillers and you get one of the vaccinations. I just see so many different things. I don't know what's true and what's not.
Well, I don't have fillers. Still trying to... I don't have cheek shots. Oh, and I don't have butt shots.
Hold on. Back up.
What?
I thought, who was it? Did Kevin Hart say you had fillers?
Kevin Hart said I had cheek shots. Make my cheeks
bigger. Implants.
No, I don't have cheek implants.
Which cheeks?
Shut up.
All right, and like you were stating earlier, MV, you know, the two runoff elections tomorrow will determine which party controls the Senate, and that's in Georgia. So if you are in Georgia and you have not voted yet and you are eligible, make sure that you vote tomorrow. So that's a big deal because control of the Senate now hinges on the outcome of these two races. I saw you were out there in Atlanta, right, MV? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was out in Atlanta. I was actually there for two reasons. One, I had to do a club, a day party, but also we were trying to encourage people to vote. So we hooked up with Black Men of Vote. And what we were doing is if you went out there and voted early, we were hooking people up with VIP status, bottles, and all that. So shout to Black Men Vote. Or you know, if you want more information on how you can get out there and vote, how you can get more involved, you can hit up their website. I believe it's Black Men Vote Official. So definitely
check
them
out. Yeah, that's their Instagram page, at Black Men Vote Official. And we're actually giving away some gear, too, with them. So let's just see what happens because this is a huge deal. So we got to make sure that everybody gets out there and votes. All right? And that is your front page news.
All right. Now let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. I'm sure you guys seen this story about the white lady who was accusing the young black boy of stealing his phone.
He's a 14-year-old teenager. He's actually the son of a prominent jazz musician, Keon Harold. They were staying in Soho at a hotel in New York, and that's right near our job, by the way, where the station is, the Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And the woman accused this teenager of taking her cell phone and demanded that he give it back, and then she started really going buck on him. And she was insisting that he had her phone, yelling at him. She tried to tackle him and look in his pockets before they separated him. And turns out that the phone, actually, she had left it in a car.
She left it in an Uber, they said, right?
Yeah, she left it in an Uber, never apologized. And she has been publicly identified. And they said she had been a guest at the hotel earlier in the week. It really bothered me that the manager, too, was not sticking up for the young man.
Oh, so they said she's Puerto Rican. She's Puerto Rican.
She said she's Puerto Rican, but I think she's mixed. She's not just Puerto Rican. She's like maybe 1/4 or something like that.
All right, so let's play. We have audio. Let's play the audio so people can hear if you haven't heard the story.
Show me this is my phone.
Show me. No.
You don't have to explain nothing to her.
Take the case off. That's mine. Literally, get it back, please.
Are you kidding me? You feel like there's only one iPhone made in the world?
No. Okay, then show me the.
No, you get a life.
Over there. What's on your background?
You better go use find my iPhone. Go do that.
Find my iPhone is on. You can't on come that right
in. Now. No, you can't. No.
I'm the manager of the hotel.
I don't care.
He will.
This is
right
my
now.
Son.
He's not leaving. Show me the proof.
Yeah, and she then tried to attack him to take the phone, and he defended himself, and he did what was right. What would you do in that situation? I think the father did what was right, and they're lucky that the boy's mom wasn't downstairs.
Because she'll be wrong.
Yeah, because
I mean, he'll be wrong.
If this was the situation with me, my son, or my daughter, and Gia would have watched that lady all up and down Fifth Avenue, Canal Street, wherever the street that hotel was, and then that manager would have had a problem. You don't touch me asking my child for his phone. What? You don't think I have money? You don't think I could pay for a phone? My kid ain't steal your
Everybody
damn phone.
Everybody has a damn iPhone.
Nobody needs your damn iPhone. What my son, like, what this look like? My son stealing iPhones or my daughter stealing iPhones.
And the
iPhones.
Woman better get is Maya out of Pensetto. Here. The NYPD is actually looking for her for falsely accusing that 14-year-old of stealing her missing iPhone. And she says that she is Puerto Rican. They said she's a mix of Italian, Puerto Rican, Greek, and Vietnamese.
Yeah, she would have got dragged all up and down that avenue. There's no way you're going to try to take the phone from my child. No, that father did what was right. No, I ain't showing you nothing. I'm the manager. I don't care who you are. That's my son. You ain't touching my son.
Have you ever been accused of stealing something? Let's talk about it.
All right, yeah, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Have you ever been accused of stealing something? All right, call us up right now. I mean, and didn't do it. Not you've been accused and you really did it. We're talking about have you been accused and didn't do it.
Yeah, and I did that.
We're talking about have you ever been accused and didn't do it. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about an incident that happened in New York. You want to explain to the people what happened, Yeezy?
Yes. So this woman, her name is Maya. She attacked a 14-year-old boy, accused him of stealing her cell phone, and she was getting physical and verbally abusive. And this is actually the son of a famous jazz musician. Keon Harold is his name. And turns out that she was wrong, and that phone was actually in an Uber where she left it. She has not apologized at all yet. And now their NYPD is looking for her.
Yeah, so we're asking 800-585-1051. Have you ever been accused of stealing that you didn't? Something that you did not steal, but they accused you of doing.
How bad would you be? What do you do?
That ever happened with you, Yee?
I remember when I was in school, somebody had stolen $40 out of someone's wallet while everybody was at lunch. And they actually wouldn't let anybody leave the classroom until they revealed who stole the money. So that's the only, I'm trying to think if I've ever been accused. There's been times where people be like, oh, I don't know what happened to this. And they kind of look at you like you stole or took it. And you like, don't look at me. But I've never been outright like attacked in that manner. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, no, me neither. I've seen it happen a couple of times. And I just really just minded my business because I didn't know if the person stole it or not. But no, that's never happened to me. In this situation, you know, that father, I want to commend that father. He did what was right. No, I ain't got to show you nothing. I don't care if you're the manager. I don't care what you say. This is my son's phone, and you better get out my face. And if you come over here, I'm going to defend myself. And if that
and it was whack that the manager,
tripping you,
the manager
punching
did
you,
not help him at all. That was what was really whack. The manager was actually... seemed like on the woman Maya's side. I thought that was whack.
And I'm sure if the teen's mom was there, it would have got even worse, because I know if Gia would have been there while that lady is trying to grab the phone out our kid's hand, that lady would have got washed up and down Canal Street, Fifth Avenue, whatever street that was on, Avenue of America. She would have still been getting dragged. You don't touch my child. You don't try to snatch nothing out my child's hand. Are you? What's wrong with you? Have you lost your effing mind?
Yeah, the hotel manager was actually trying to get him to show his cell phone to try to verify her claims. They assumed that he was guilty. The management didn't even ask why she would think that he had the phone.
Right, and that should have been the first thing. Did you see this young man take the phone, miss? No, you didn't see him? No, you just can't accuse people. If you want to call the police, you can call the police, but you're not going to harass any of my customers here. That's what it should have been. All she had to do was call the phone. That's all they had to do. Let me call the phone and see if the phone rings. That's all you had to do. You don't have to accuse nobody. All right, but let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
All right, what's up? This is T-Mac from Dayton, Ohio.
T-Mac from Dayton, Ohio, man. Have you ever been accused of something, of stealing, of something that you didn't steal?
Yeah, man. I got a homeboy. We used to go play ball together down at the YMCA, man. And, you know, periodically we choose each other's houses to meet up at and ride there together. And this one particular day, you know, I called him like, what up? You know, I'm about to pull up. You want me to come to your crib? And he's like, yeah. But I ain't home now. So he said, give me a minute. So I gave him like, I don't know, 30 minutes, hour, I don't know. Calling back, he still ain't home. So long story short, he ended up calling me. He's like, man, somebody broke in my house. And it kind of looked suspect because, you know, I kept calling him like, you're home. And, you know, he knew the routine, you know what I mean? That we normally go through the, you know, meet up to go hoop.
Oh, so he thought you stole the stuff. He thought you broke into his house because you sound a little fishy.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. It do sound a little suspect, but I don't know how to come at him like, man, you know, that sound crazy.
It wasn't me.
But, you know, I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes people feel like an inside job.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, something did happen to me. I'm just remembering now, right? And it was a police officer, too. So somebody stole a car of mine, right? Mm-hmm. And when they stole the car, the police officer came because I had to make a report. And the police officer didn't believe it. He was like, so let me ask you a question. So you believe that the person hopped the fence to steal the car? I'm like, yep. He was like, so you have this dog, and the dog was in the house at the time. I'm like, yep.
Oh, wow. They thought you stole your own car.
They thought I stole my own car. I'm like, come on, bro. They was like, well, can we see your payments to make sure, see your payment history to make sure that you made payments? I'm like, I don't got to show you that. And I
sounds like an insurance job to me.
And Gia and I actually balked on it. I showed him because I at that point I had a feeling like, oh, now you playing me. Now you think I'm broke? Like now you playing me? I can't work hard and have what I have. So I had
now,
to actually show
fairness,
him.
Now, in all fairness, he did have a point. You have the fence. You have the dog. You have weapons.
Yeah, but I wasn't home. So I had to show him the video of the guy hopping the fence.
Are you sure you weren't home?
You was the one that told me where the car was.
Oh.
He called me the next day. Was like, hey, did somebody take your car? I'm like, yeah. It was like, yeah,
my friend. And he thought I had something to do with it.
I definitely thought you had something to do with it. He's like, yeah, my friend said they got it. I was like, how do you know, Ye? He was like, my friend. I was like, yeah, all right. Nobody knows but you, Ye. 800-585-1051. We're asking, have you ever been accused of stealing something that you didn't? Call us up now.
I know all kinds of people.
Call me.
And your opinion to the Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about being accused of stealing something that you didn't. Now, this story comes from a Karen out in Manhattan. You want to explain to the people what happened, Yee?
Yes, jazz musician Keon Harold's son was falsely accused of stealing a cell phone. He's only 14 years old. The woman was being very aggressive with him. She's 22 years old, and she accused him of taking her cell phone. Turns out she left it in the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
This is my phone.
Show me. No.
You don't have to explain nothing to her.
Take the case off. That's mine. Literally, get it back, please.
Are you kidding me? You feel like there's only one iPhone made in the world?
No. Okay, then show me the.
No,
show me
you get a life.
Over there. Yeah, no, what's on your background?
You better go use find my iPhone. Go
yeah,
do that.
Find my iPhone is on. Can you on come that, right?
No, no, you can't. No.
I'm the manager of the hotel.
I don't care.
He will.
This
right
is my
now.
Son.
He's not leaving. Show me the proof.
800-585-1051. Have you been accused of something, of stealing something that you didn't? Hello, who's this?
This is Miss Anonymous.
Okay, Miss Anonymous.
Uh-oh.
What you been accused of stealing that you didn't?
Okay, I work at a 7-Eleven, and the lot, they actually said I sold lottery tickets.
Like, whoa.
I'm going to wait to win. Yes.
Did you win?
Imagine. This was like in the 90s, early 2000s. Well, I'm going to say 2000 because I just had a baby. And this was like the job right after I had my baby. And it was Storm Isabella had came through and knocked down all the power and everything. And we have one of the highest selling rent 7-Elevens in the area because we're surrounded by apartments. And the safe popped open. The cameras went off. It was like $300,000 in the safe. Nothing came up missing. 3 weeks later, you're going to tell me I'm fired for selling lottery tickets.
Damn.
I'm so mad I didn't hit that safe.
So wait, hold on. So you did steal them?
No, I didn't.
I'm playing with you. Why are you anonymous then? Listen, I don't know. Your story sounds okay. Fishy because if I didn't do it, I wouldn't be anonymous.
Exactly. My name is Tiffany and the manager that was stealing name was Danny.
There you go.
You know. Thank you, Mom. You know who gets accused a lot? If you ever go to Costco or BJ's and you pushing your car through and they don't, and for some reason they look for an item that's not on there and they think they find something, they be like, you didn't pay for this paper towel, and you gotta go through your ticket to show them that you paid for that paper towel. That never happened to none of y'all.
Now, I'm not gonna lie, I really have stolen things before from IKEA.
Costco, BJ's. What
I
did you
stole
from IKEA?
A whole leather sofa. This is so long ago. The statute of limitations is over. But they didn't used to check your receipt when you used to leave. And so the time I was dating a guy and he was cheating on me with the girl at the register. Long story short, I ended up with a whole two leather sofas, oriental rug, a home entertainment system. I got a king size bed frame.
You stole all that?
Yeah.
You really from Brooklyn. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, this is Brandon. From Atlanta, Georgia.
What's up, Brandon? You ever been accused of stealing something you didn't?
Yeah, you know, I listened to the story, and I had a similar situation happen to me a couple days ago. So I went down to Florida, my hometown, Tallahassee here. So I was at my mom's, and like, so someone told me to look outside the window of her house, and there was this white car. So I called my mom initially. I was like, hey, Mom, you know, you expect anybody? She's like, no. I'm like, who is this? So anyway, I opened the door, and it was a young Caucasian lady, and I think the driver, I couldn't see him at the time, but it was weird and suspicious to me. So my instinct was like, you know, let me go outside, let me walk towards the car, because I wanted to get it. And I was on the phone, my mom, she's like, don't say anything, don't give no information. And I was like, let me get the license plate, at least. So I was talking to them. I'm like, well, what phone do you have? iPhone 11. Well, I'm like, I told her, I'm like, well, my iPhone 11, I had it since April, so I don't know, it might be a mistake. She's like, no, it's no mistake. The police are on the way. I'm like, and I just was like, I walked towards, closer to the car, and then she's like, so I'm like, what's your name? And she gave me her name. But anyway, I guess she found out, oh, well, the iPhone, it tracked a different, so I realized it tracked a different car. That's what she told me. A different location. So I guess they're like, they apologize. And she's like, you know, let's follow that car. So I'm like, yeah. I'm like, screw that in my head. I'm like, I'm getting his license plate as soon as they told me when I can see it. So the guy, the older guy, I think it looked like her dad. When he stepped out, he showed me. I guess he was trying to prove to me that they were telling the truth. But anyway, they left. They apologized. But I still got the license plate.
Well, at least they apologized.
All right. What's the moral of the story, E?
Don't steal? I don't know.
There you go.
The moral of the story. No, but the moral of the story is, and you know, that was a difficult situation for them to be in. Imagine your 14-year-old son, and Envy, you have plenty of children, is in a situation like that, and you're there. And I do feel like at that point you want to wild out, but then now you're wrong too, and two wrongs don't make a right. I'm glad they took the high road. I'm glad they filmed it. I'm glad they put this woman on blast. She should be ashamed and embarrassed of herself.
Absolutely. All right. Well,
but it's hard to do.
All right. Now, up next, we got the rumors. What are we talking about, Yee?
Let's talk about Snoop Dogg versus Eminem. Whoever knew this would be an issue? And y'all all started this on The Breakfast Club.
Oh, my goodness. And also, Charlamagne is out. So if you want to give somebody donkey of the day, 800-585-1051. Whoever you want to give donkey to, your mama, your daddy, your baby daddy, it doesn't matter. Whoever you want to give donkey to, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, are we back on? What's up? It's The Breakfast Club. I'm Angela Yee, and we've been on such a long vacation. Yesterday was my birthday, and I know it's a pandemic, and so we're trying to be safe. I saw Envy was in Atlanta partying it up. I should post a video, but I'm not going to do that to him. It was, and that's why he is now quarantining at home.
You said what?
Because we cannot be around him. Oh,
that is not true. I went to Atlanta for a couple of weeks.
I know you were back.
I'm back.
But I just wasn't talking about my birthday, and I was saying that normally I do a birthday party every year, but this year I decided to sit it out just because it was dangerous. So yesterday we had a meeting at the Juice Bar, a staff meeting. So I went to that, and that was after the Juice Bar closed, like around 7:15. And then afterward, a couple of my friends, my friend Akim, she owns the bakery on Bergen, and my friend Dahlia, who owns this restaurant Tilly's in Brooklyn, they came by to drop off some cupcakes and to give me like some flowers, which are very beautiful. Oh. And so after that, they were like, oh, we want to go see your new house, because I bought a new house a few blocks from the Juice Bar. So they wanted to see my new house. They were like, let's do a toast. It'll be good luck for you. And so I'm just thinking we're going there. They hadn't seen the house yet. They wanted to see it. It's a few blocks away. Let's go do this toast. So I get there, and they had set up this surprise dinner for me there from the restaurant and from the bakery. So I just want to thank Kim and Dahlia for setting that up. And shout out to everybody who, it was just six of us. And so it was just nice. It was a nice little surprise because I didn't think I was doing anything yesterday.
Right. Yeah, so happy birthday. People were saying, yeah, Yee can't drive. I didn't say Yee couldn't drive. I just said Yee does not slow down for potholes or speed bumps.
And so Dahlia actually drove me to the house, and she doesn't slow down for speed bumps either. And so she didn't even know you said that. She was just like, sorry, guys, I don't stop for speed bumps. I guess it's a Brooklyn thing.
No, you need to slow down for speed bumps and everything. Yeah, but I was out in Atlanta. This was actually my first party since, I believe, like my first real party since February, March. It felt good to be back working and DJing again and seeing people enjoy themselves. I had a mask on while I was there. I was also out there to look up some real estate because I'm picking up something in Atlanta, and also trying to get people to get out there and vote. Yee and I did a live, trying to encourage people to do some early voting. Shout out to Black Men Vote Official.
That is, I think,
Instagram.
It's dope that you're supporting Black men.
Well, I'm Black.
It's amazing.
Thanks, Yee.
Oh.
You didn't know I was Black. Anyway. But anyway, we got rumors on the way, Yee. What are we talking about?
Y'all want to hear some more good news? We're going to continue the rumor report this year with some good news. There is going to be some nervous things in there, too. But because first we're going to talk about Snoop versus Eminem, the beef that y'all started.
We didn't start that. And also, Charlamagne is out. So if you want to give somebody donkey of the day, 800-585-1051. Whoever you want to give donkey to, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Eminem versus Snoop.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, let's start it off talking about Snoop Dogg. Now, when Snoop was on The Breakfast Club, he said that Eminem was not one of his top rappers, which is fine, but then he took it a step further. Listen to this.
He has probably put Eminem in a position where he could be labeled as one of the top 10 rappers ever. I don't think so, but the game feels like he's top 10 lyricists and all that that comes with it, but that's just because he's with Dr. Dre, and Dr. Dre helped him find the best Eminem that he could find.
You've been around a long time. Why don't you have him in your top 10?
Because there's some in the 80s that he can't f*** with. Like Rakim, like Big Daddy Kane.
Yes, sir.
Like KRS-One, like LL Cool J. You understand me? I ain't got no time to play with it. It is what it is. It's like, cuz did that. But when you talking about this hip-hop shit that I can't live without, I can live without that.
Dang.
Yeah, that was some strong comments, right? That's and Eminem opinion. Was taken aback. Now, Eminem addressed Snoop by name on his new song, Zeus. Listen to this.
And as far as squashing beef, I'm used to people knocking me, but it's not in my camp. And diplomatic, because I'm trying to be last thing I need is Snoop dogging me. Man, dog, you was like a damn god to me. Nah, not really. I had dog backwards. But I'm starting to think all these people taking shots at me. It's no wonder I be on my own.
All right. Well, Eminem actually stopped by Shade 45. He was doing a track-by-track Music to be Murdered by Deluxe album playback. And here's what he had to say about being taken aback by what Snoop said, because he agrees with some of what he said, but he felt like some of the wording was a little bit strong.
A, him saying Dre made the best version of me. Absolutely. Like if, would I be here without Dre? No. KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, G-Rap. Like, I've never said I could with them. I think it was more about the tone he was using that caught me off guard, because I'm like, yo, where is this coming from? I just saw you. Like, what the f***? Again, I probably could have got past the whole tone and everything, but it was the last statement when he said, as far as music I can live without, I can live without that shit. Now you're being disrespectful for, like, it just caught me off guard.
Yeah, that was on Gray Rizzy. Shout out to Gray Rizzy. And I get what Eminem is saying. Eminem felt like they're in the same camp. We supposed to be all cool and click, but Snoop got his
opinion. I
didn't
know we had any issues.
Snoop's like,
I understand, though. Listen,
I like you, but I can live without you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's a lot to say.
Yeah, but I'll be honest, and I get what Snoop was saying. Eminem is nice. I can't take anything away from Eminem. He's a dope rapper, but he's just not my cup of tea. Like, I like Eminem, but he's not somebody that I, when I go to the, and I want to hear music, I don't listen to Eminem. He doesn't relate to me. So I guess that's what Snoop was saying. But I get it. But Eminem is dead nice, though. You can't knock that. That man gets busy.
Eminem has some dope-ass songs like that. I remember when he first came out, how I thought Eminem was amazing. And I know people talk about this, right? White rapper, but there's a lot of people who wanted to be rappers who are white that never made it.
Eminem's a dope rapper, white or black. Yeah. He gets busy. It doesn't matter, but he's just not my cup of tea. It's just something that I can't relate with. I just can't relate to. I never, you know, wanted to kill my mom or my girlfriend or, you know, pop pills or anything like that. Like, I can't relate to that.
But people be listening to all kinds of music that they don't relate to, like that they've never done. You know what I'm saying? It's music.
Yeah, it is. But
music is dope. It's dope. It don't mean you got to do what's in the song.
But it just doesn't sit with me. Like, it's just something that, you know, like when Jay-Z raps or Nas or 50 Cent, I'm from those areas where it relates to me. I see, I understand. But some of the stuff that Eminem did, I just never did. Not to say that he's not a dope rapper because he gets busy, but I just never could.
All right, and in some good news, Ashanti has revealed that she is now free of COVID. So I guess they're going to be doing this versus at some point soon.
Who you got in that battle, Ashanti or Keke Cole? Who you got? Pick one. Pick a side, ye.
You know, it's hard because I feel like the two of them are in different eras. Like, Ashanti was earlier than Keke Cole.
That is true.
And I feel like Keke Cole has more, like, current things than Ashanti has. So
pick a
I got to go through, like,
the...
I've got to go through their track listing, because more recently I would say Keke Cole, but Ashanti has some big classics.
We got Ashanti
too.
On this side. Ashanti got this one.
Yeah, so I don't know about that. That's a tough one, because then I'd be thinking about some of the songs Keke Cole was on that were really dope too.
You forget about all the features Ashanti was on, from Fat Joe to Ja Rule's joints to Big Pun, then all her singles. She Ashanti got a lot of
I gotta do my side by side matches.
J-Lo records that she was on. Like, she got a lot of writing. Ashanti got some ish for that.
Can you use the songs that you wrote that you didn't
absolutely
like, is that part of it
yeah
too?
In the battles that they use anything that they wrote, anything that they did features on in their own songs. Absolutely.
And looking at Keke Cole, Love, I Should Have Cheated. I Remember, Let It Go. That was my song right there. I Changed My Life. All of that. I mean, I Changed My Mind. Sorry, not life.
I Changed My Life. What song is that?
I changed my mind. Sorry.
Ashanti got joints, anyway. Man. You can't sleep on Ashanti.
Oh, baby. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Oh, baby. All right. Now, when we come back, Charlamagne is not here, so we're going to open up the phone lines and let you give Donkey the Day to whoever you want. All right? 800-585-1051. Whoever you want to give Donkey the Day to, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's your time to nominate a donkey of your own.
Remember now, that is how they choose.
Call in now, 800-585-1051.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is your boy Ray from Duval.
Duval!
Whatever, Ray.
What's good? What's good? I want to give a shout out to my squad, 813. But I actually wanted to call out for Donkey of the Day. To these individuals out here that get these blessings on blessings on blessings, and then the next couple of days later, you see them broke, complaining on social media, can't get out of situations that are in, but you just got your $600 stimulus check, your $100 stimulus check, you're getting lawsuits after lawsuits, but you just splurge and turn up with all this money and, you know, don't think about your priorities.
Is there anybody in particular you're thinking of? It sounds like you know somebody you have in your head right now.
A couple of people.
Yeah, I ain't gonna put nobody out like that because, you know, you don't get blessed like that. But if they hear it, they'll know. They'll know.
Okay, yeah, it sounded personal.
All right, thank you, brother.
Yay.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Donald from Northport, Florida.
Donald, what up? Who you want to give Donkey to, brother?
Man, I want to give it to Doug Peterson, man. He know them Giants are trying to get in the playoffs.
To who?
Wait, who did you give it to?
Doug Peterson. Coach Doug Peterson.
Okay. Yeah, the coach. Yeah, I mean, the Giants, they did their part. They won. They beat Washington twice. All the Eagles had to do was win. Eagles talk all that ish, and they look sloppy, nasty, disgusting. They put a third-string quarterback in. They were dropping balls, fumbling.
He didn't want to kick a field goal.
He didn't want to kick
the tie the game.
And down three. Three would have tied the game. Why not kick the field goal? Like, somebody from Philly got to explain this to me, man. Yeah, y'all look sloppy. Y'all did that. It's all right.
And Doug on his way out, he said, yo, I'm taking my trophy. I'm going home.
Word. Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
It is Mike from VA.
Mike from VA. Oh, get it off your chest, Mike.
I want to give Donkey the day to Charles and for, you know, doing everything they can to make sure that I can see my son for the holidays. Actually, I haven't seen him in maybe 5 years. I mean,
not five years,
5 months. And they're using COVID-19 and restraining orders, man. You know, Charles, he did a bid, got out, you know, found his wife pregnant. You know, and he's been doing everything that he can to say, you know, that's his son and not mine, you know, and we got DNA results. But, yeah, they use COVID-19 and restraining orders to try to make...
Now, hold on. This whole thing sounds messy. So let me get this right. He was in jail. You was banging his chick. She got pregnant by you. Y'all had a baby. Now he's out of jail. He don't want you to see your son.
Yeah, he's doing everything he can. And he has a 13-year-old daughter that he's not in her life. So, you know, it's real messy. It's real messy. Real men don't do that. Real men don't do that.
Why do you have a restraining order against you, sir? Why a restraining order?
So I couldn't see my son for the holidays. That was just basically it. It's been
nothing physical or nothing like that.
I've had within the past 3 months, and both of them have been thrown out by the court. So it's just, you know, anytime she can't use COVID-19 as a reason for me not to see my son, she makes sure that she files a restraining order. You know, and so it's real.
How
tight.
Old is your son?
He's eight. You know, great kid. I love him. Can't wait to see him. You know, but
keep fighting, brother.
You know, I'm fighting.
People right, gotta man. Stop doing that to their kids, man. Because your kids will grow up, when they find out what you did, they not gonna like you.
Yeah, the only thing about that, there's always two sides to every story, right? So we heard this side.
Well,
we
know
it's
his side right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's two sides to the story, but I hope he can
see his
kids. Absolutely. All right. That was Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne is out. 800-585-1051. Now, when we come back, now, during this pandemic, there's a lot of things that we shouldn't have done, right? Now, Yee talks about yesterday that I went to Atlanta to DJ. I went to work. That's where I went.
Should I post this video? This video
DJing
looks crazy.
Is working. No, you don't have to post no video. So we're asking 800-585-1051.
Like, no, please don't.
What's something you did during this pandemic that you knew that you shouldn't have done? That you knew that I shouldn't have done that, but it is what it is. Look, I ain't gonna front. I've been in this house since what? March. I haven't done any parties, nothing like that. So I was like, you know what? In the new year, I'm getting back to DJing. I miss it. Like, this is my life. This is everything. I miss DJing. I miss making people happy. I miss making people dance. And I missed it. So I DJ. I'm not going to say I'm not going to do it again. But
get that cash.
You know, but 800-585-1051. Some things that you shouldn't have done during this pandemic that you did. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Mountain Dew is partnering with HBCUs in an effort to uplift the next generation of badass Black innovators and entrepreneurs with the Real Change Opportunity Fund Pitch Competition. Empowering students to go out and do. Visit MountainDew.com/realchange to enter.
It's the one and only.
It's the Breakfast Club. It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. So if you just join us, we're asking 800-585-1051. Now, you know, we're in a pandemic and there's some things that we shouldn't be doing, right? We shouldn't be going out. We should be wearing our masks. So we're asking, what's some things that you've done during this pandemic you know you shouldn't have done? Now, this comes because you was making fun of me because this weekend I went to Atlanta. I haven't DJed in a long time. And it's the new
Stop
year.
Stop with all this backstory, Envy. All I saw was video of you in a club packed wall to wall. I was like, what is going on? I'll stay home.
Well, it's not my fault I bring them out. Shout out to NYC Compton and everybody, Sweet Lounge in Atlanta. It's not my fault I bring the people out. But yeah, this was the first time I DJed a club in a long time.
That's a super spreader event.
I wore a mask and I didn't do anything against the law. In Atlanta, they are allowed to have parties. And that's what I did. I DJed a party. I did everything that was, I was a law-abiding citizen.
I just want to say, but y'all be getting on me all the time. Now, everywhere I go, when I go out, I haven't been to any parties at all. I wear a mask all the time when I'm in public, except if we're eating and we're at a restaurant. Obviously, you can't eat or have drinks with a mask on. And y'all was getting on me for being on the plane,
out and about. Mask on the whole time. This is the one time I've been out in, what, 8-9 months, and I did a party.
But you go to a packed event?
I didn't know it was going to be packed. But say my name in the city comes out. It's not my fault.
Listen, I don't know, but...
Now, let me ask you. Now, I'll be honest with you.
My birthday was yesterday, and I got all kinds of offers to host parties. I said no to everything. I said, you know why? I would feel terrible if my event, people got COVID. God forbid somebody doesn't make it.
Well, I look at it like this. If I didn't DJ, another DJ was going to do it. So, I mean, people don't go out regardless. But I did wear a mask. I encourage people to wear masks. And if you ask me, Envy, would you do it? Would you do it again? Would you do another one? I might. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Oh, my God. And you have kids at home. You got a whole family at home.
Right. Well, I'm quarantined right now. I don't see nobody.
And I think I'm taking my test right now, Envy. I don't know. You was making orange juice for the family this morning. I don't know.
I made orange juice for myself. But my kids are in school right now. And yeah, I've been quarantined. I've been staying away from them a little bit. But yes, I haven't DJed. I wanted to get back to work. I ain't going front.
All right. Well, I don't want to hear you or I don't want to hear nobody saying nothing about me.
But I do tell you, when the vaccine comes out, I'm taking that vaccine immediately.
I'm giving it to you. Immediately.
Definitely not you, but let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
My name is Benny.
Benny, where you calling from?
What's going on? I'm calling from Ozone Park, Queens.
Ozone Park, Queens now.
What you been doing that you know you're not supposed to be doing? Who you met on Tinder?
Nah, nothing like that. I did, I'm a film director, and I took a video in April, and I shouldn't have taken a video knowing it was in the middle of the pandemic, and I caught COVID.
What do you mean you took a video? Like you filmed something?
Yeah,
he was out and about in the public.
I filmed a music video for like a famous hip hop artist. I'm not gonna mention his name. It's a guy. And
Trey Songz.
I caught COVID off the video. Ain't nobody was wearing. What'd you say?
Trey Songz.
Nah. It wasn't Trey Songz.
What city were you in?
Say it again.
New York.
What city?
I was in New York. I was in New York in Brooklyn.
Casanova.
He's a pretty big artist. Nah. Casanova was one of them, but I didn't get COVID from him.
So you just been working, okay?
Yeah, you've been out here working. The only reason I said Trey is because Trey had COVID around that time.
Nah. It was someone else. It was someone I did a video with Drake.
Somebody. With Drake. French Montana.
Nah.
Tell us, man. You almost there. You halfway snitched. Just tell us the whole thing.
It was Fabio.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to Fabio. And how you just going to snitch? You, they just broke you down immediately. I'm not going to tell. I wasn't trading now. I was somebody with Casanova. You snitched.
It definitely wasn't from him, though. It was from, he had mad peoples with him, and nobody was wearing masks. Nobody, you know, these rappers respect what's going on.
Oh, wow. These rappers, and you shot it. But thank you, sir.
These rappers.
He was right.
You
don't want to
stop the video talking about these rappers. Said,
if I didn't film it, someone else would have.
Hello, who's this?
Alexa.
Hey, Alexa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alexa, play Drake. Sounds like you were partying this weekend and you mad that you were partying.
Yes, I'm tired.
Where did you go this weekend?
I actually went to an indoor, totally okay, legit restaurant out on the island.
Okay. And you feel like you shouldn't have done that?
Talking about things we did. Yeah, well, no. What I shouldn't have done was the underground hair salon that I went to during the pandemic. That's what I shouldn't have
underground
done.
Hair salon.
That you went for the party.
That I should not have done. Yeah, it was bad. It was like pitch black inside. She used her cell phone light to look at my hair dye to make sure it was like picking up the color. It was really bad.
Why didn't she just, she wouldn't come to your house?
No, because she's afraid of COVID, which I thought was like, okay, I get it, but I have to get my hair done. So we went into her salon, but it was pitch black and we couldn't open any windows or anything. And she was just like, all right, I'm going to, I'll just use my flashlight.
Sounds like
if you
had COVID, she still would have gotten it.
I don't question people when they have their own weird understanding of things. I'm just like, okay, you're going to do it in your salon, fine, or whatever.
Okay. How'd your hair come out?
Came out good. Thank God. Anything good.
That's exactly right. Okay.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Underground hair salon.
105-105, we're asking, we're in the pandemic. So we're asking, I know there's some things that you probably feel bad about that you shouldn't have did, that you did anyway. Like this lady went to an underground hair salon. I DJed a party over the weekend. What did you do that you shouldn't have done during this pandemic?
I know people was doing some hookups too, because I know people that was meeting people during the pandemic and letting them come over their house, even though there's coronavirus.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about some things that you shouldn't have done during this pandemic that you did. Now, Yee was making fun of me because I DJed my first party this weekend out in Atlanta. I didn't do anything against the law. Atlanta is open. I was able to DJ. It was packed. I did wear my mask, but we're asking, what did you do that you
shouldn't
have done?
And listen, I'm only making fun of you. Well, first of all, yes, that did look crazy. But also because y'all was getting on me when I was moving around and doing things, but I always had my mask on around people unless I was eating, and that was only around people that I've been with. And y'all was mad that I, like, that was crazy to me.
And you know how I knew I was wrong? I posted the picture of me in the club. I'm like, this club is packed. I got my mask on, though. My daughter called me. It was like, Dad, what's wrong with you? She was like, it's a pandemic, and you posting pictures of a packed club? Take that picture down. I was like, okay, Madison. So that's why I took the picture down. She was right. Hello, who's this?
This is Michelle.
Michelle.
So we're asking, all Michelle, right, what's one thing you did you shouldn't have done during this pandemic?
I think I attended too many, little gatherings. A lot of my friends have, small kids, and so they insisted on having birthday parties,
with
them, even though it was small. And, I don't want to be a bad friend. So I went to them, and we were masked, but it was kind of like, come on, some of them didn't even know it was their birthday. Like, we probably could have just stayed home. And
in retrospect. But everybody's safe, right?
Yeah, everybody's safe. I did end up getting corona, but I think it was more so because of my job. Like, I work in healthcare. And nobody else in my household and nobody else that went to the party got it. So I'm pretty sure it came from my work environment and not the social gatherings. But
you're right, though. In retrospect, you think back, what if you would have went there with coronavirus and infected and the young kid got it? You're right. That's a lot of risk for people to be taking.
Right. So I think I'm just going to, for 2021, I'm just going to, have to decline some offers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Well, Mama, let me ask you a question. Since you're in healthcare, are you going to take the vaccine?
I am going to take it. I would rather do something to try to prevent, the spread of the illness than not do anything and then find out, I could have helped myself and my family, you know what I'm saying, by taking it. I'm not one of those people who are, superstitious about vaccines and things. So, the minute they offer it, I'm going to be in line with my sleeve rolled up. Let's go.
You and me both. All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
Have a good day.
All right. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, listen, y'all, everybody's about to be vaccinated. They said they're going to do 1 million a day. That's what Dr. Fauci is saying. They're going to step it up to 1 million a day. So let's just try to ride it out and things that you don't have to do and large gatherings and things
That's hard to say.
With people not wearing masks. At least wear a mask. Whatever you can do to be safe.
Cities like Atlanta open. That's hard to say, though, Yee.
No, it's not hard to say I'm not going to the
Atlanta's
club.
Out. Like, I don't know if you've been to Atlanta. Atlanta is not just one club.
I was in Atlanta, and I did not go to no club, okay? But it's not hard to say I'm not going to a club. And then I do appreciate these venues that are like, okay, look, we're only going to do a certain capacity. We're going to have people spread out. And they had the plastic things, like, up in between the booths and things like that. Whatever you can do to be safer, just do it.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, and we are going to talk about Chris Rock since we were asking about whether or not you're going to get that vaccine. We'll tell you what Chris Rock had to say to Gayle King about whether or not he plans to take it.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake up. It's The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Asian Doll.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Asian Doll was on Taraji's Facebook Watch series, Peace of Mind with Taraji, and she talks about her final days with King Von and how it's affected her that he's passed away. Listen to what she said.
How did you feel in your
body? My whole world just crashed. Yeah. I've never felt a feeling like that. I was just broken. 6 days before he passed away, we had broken up, and I was real hard on him. I was not trying to see him. I did not want to see him at all.
You know how we do.
It's okay, baby. You gotta let that happen, okay? Yeah. You can't, let me tell you something, sweetheart. It is okay to feel.
Would you say this is the first time that you feel like you were in love?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is my first love. This is my first love. Like, this is my first real boyfriend. Like,
that's, what was it about him?
It was like more like a soulmate.
I mean, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, heartbreaking. And both Asian Doll and King Von were on lip service at separate times. And they even did a live together after the lip service episode with King Von going back and forth. But he's got a lot of cute stories about her on that episode and talks about how much he loves her and how he was the first one to say, I love you to her and all of that. So, I see a lot of things happening on social media, but that was her man. Whether they were off and on and off at the time, they were together. They loved each other. He clearly cared about her a lot. So I know Absolutely. She's going through it. So we want to send you some love to Asian Doll with that situation and to everybody that family members, management, all of that, because that's a difficult loss. All right. Now, Chris Rock was on CBS Sunday Morning's Gayle King, and he spoke to her about the vaccine. Do you think that you would take that vaccine? Here's what he said.
There is a vaccine that is available.
Yes, there's a vaccine. Can't wait. I'm going to put it this way. Do I take Tylenol when I get a headache? Yes. Do I know what's in Tylenol? I don't know what's in Tylenol, Gayle. I just know my headache's gone. Do I know what's in a Big Mac, Gayle? No. I just know it's delicious.
Two all beef patty special sauce. And cheese.
I don't know what's in that sauce, Gayle.
Yeah, and he does take it very seriously. She went to his house to actually do this interview, and they did everything outside. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen that. And I'm with him. Like, I mean, I don't know what's in all these vaccines, but the fact that they're telling me what the vaccine is doing, they're giving it to all the health essential workers now. The doctors are taking this vaccine. And it's like, do I take this vaccine and say, no, I'm not going to take it? Or do I possibly get COVID and not know what COVID does to my body? You know, I'm going with the vaccine.
You know, the history in America with vaccinations and Black people is just such a shaky one because of awful things that have happened in the past. So I understand why people are nervous about taking a vaccine. But at the same time, on the other side of that, Black people have been adversely affected by coronavirus. So we need to make sure we take care of ourselves. But I get it. I get why it's hard to even think about doing that because we don't trust the government. Now let's discuss Zoe Kravitz. Apparently, she has filed for divorce from her husband, Carl Glusman. She's been married for... how long has she been married? Like a year? Yeah, she got married a year and a half ago in June of 2019. And looks like things are already over for them. Not sure what happened, but yeah.
Like I said, now, this quarantine, this pandemic could do it to you. Either it's going to make your relationship stronger or you're going to realize, I really don't like this person. And you're seeing that with all types of couples.
Yeah, speaking of divorce, Dr. Dre and his estranged wife, Nicole Young. Now, he's denying these abuse allegations. She says that he was abusive during their 24-year marriage. He also says that he spent an intimate night with his wife after they broke up. And he said that this goes against what Nicole is saying about being scared being around him after they broke up. She says that he says that she invited him over to have dinner on their anniversary a couple of months after ending things. They were intimate that evening. He said, I accepted this invitation. We celebrated our anniversary and we had dinner together and I spent the night with her. She was not and is not afraid of me, and her allegations to the contrary are pure fabrication created post-divorce filing. And that's what he's saying. So he says that also with the prenup, she's saying that he tore it up. He's saying he never tore up their prenup. And he asked the court to enforce the terms in the divorce. And he also presented a copy of the alleged agreement. That's an ugly one.
If she signed a prenup, you got to go with the prenup. You just can't say I tore it up. You have to go through lawyers and everything else. You just can't say, all right, I just tore it up. Yeah, it still exists. It doesn't work like that.
And, you know, she is an attorney, so I know that she knows how the law works. So, yeah. And congratulations to G Herbo and Tyena. They are having a baby. Listen to this.
Y'all see my woman pregnant, so y'all trying to stress her out. I catch one of y'all trolls out in traffic, I'm going to slap the shit out y'all, all right? Female, I'm going to have somebody, slap the shit out of them, all right, straight up. All that comments, all that Instagram trolling. 2021, we ain't having none of that. I was being nice. Sue me, all right? We're going to go to court. I'm going to drag that shit out.
Yeah,
ain't finna be able to come to court for a whole year.
Yeah, don't tell him to sue you. I get what he's saying. You know, his girlfriend is pregnant. She doesn't want him to be stressed out. I get it. The trolls are a little too much at times. But, you know, people will do that. People will try to start something just so you hit them just to get a couple of dollars, and it ain't worth it. It ain't worth going to court. It ain't worth you spending all that money.
And that's why with Notori, I completely understand, you know, she's engaged, why you just want to keep that to yourself. Because people will try to talk ish and, you know, it just gets to be a lot. So sometimes you got to just be like, yeah, I want to be happy.
Yeah, you just can't. You can't let those things bother you. I mean, that's what this world is. They want to get you down. They want to try to hurt you. They want to try to cause a reaction. You just, like I said, the first couple of years when we did the Breakfast Club, I used to let all that affect me. Now, none of that stuff bothers me no more. I don't care, honestly.
All right, let's see. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee, and welcome back to work. And everybody who might have been on vacation and had to wake up early and whatever, today's a tough day.
Back to work. All right, let's get to the People's Choice Mix. Now, don't forget, Revolt will be back next Monday. Right now, they're just doing testing, but they will be back next Monday. Everybody else, get your request in. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Yee, how was your vacation? Did you do anything?
Yeah, I did a lot of stuff. Like at the very beginning, I had took off an extra couple of days. I was actually filming this show that I created with my girl Ricky Hughes from Magic Lemonade. It's called Mastery of Comedy. And in the next couple of weeks, you'll get to see some of these episodes on Facebook. So I'm super excited about that. Then I actually went to Austin to go see Dave Chappelle and go to his comedy show that he does out there every weekend with my guy Donnell Rawlings. So I had a good time there. But then other than that, you know, I have a store opening in Detroit, private label. I'm just waiting to make sure we get into the city council meeting so that they can actually vote on letting us open the store. And that meeting is on January 12th in Hazel Park. So we're hoping that everything goes well and that we get on there. But that's it. Like the beginning, I did a lot. Towards the end, I didn't do much. What about you?
You know what? I always tell the people it's usually these last couple of months of my busy months. Usually I'm doing homecomings, I'm traveling, I'm working. So the fact that we had a month off and I just really got to spend with the family was great. The kids had an amazing Christmas. So it was just putting all that ish together. Those toys are difficult between American Girl and LOL dolls, which LOL dolls are crazy. I've never seen dolls that look like prostitutes. But anyway, putting race car tracks together. And all that, like, it was a lot of stuff, but the kids had a great time and we had a ball. So now we have to move. We have to be out of this house in February. So we're heading to the new house and we're excited about that. And I'm just ready. I mean, I'm ready for the new year. I'm ready to get to it. I'm ready for everything that's in store for me this year. So I'm excited. All right. When we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move into Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now it's time to get up out of here. Again, Charlamagne will be back tomorrow. He is on vacation still. And you got a positive note?
Yes, and since we were talking about taking risks earlier, and by the way, when I give you guys this quote, this has nothing to do with coronavirus. This has to do with other things in your life, like love and career. All right, so maybe sometimes it's riskier not to take a risk. Sometimes all you're guaranteeing is that things will stay the same.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.